So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You like this one?
Nope.
Cause you will never beat the Grinch allegations with this kind of stuff.
Well, I don't like this one. I told
How?
You once. I like, it's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mom cooking chicken and collard greens.
We can find that one.
Yeah.
How do you not like the Ronettes?
I'm not a fan. And Backdoor Santa, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a...
Yeah, it's a funny one. All right, welcome back.
Something a little off about you, Douglas.
I know.
I mean, hey, you ain't the first person I've heard that from. So,
yeah, we hear it every day. All right, 215-592-9494. We're back to everyone's phone calls on all of this, including did we overreact to the Eagles' three-game losing streak? I think we did. And the Jalen Hurts conversation, which Hugh Douglas just lit a match, and I didn't know it was coming. A word to describe Jalen without using the word winner. And we've gotten some interesting ones. We've also got some sensitivity to the subject, but that happens.
There are some Ralph Tresvants.
Yeah, it happens.
And anger.
Yeah, well, everyone's got to relax.
Anger.
Everyone.
I wasn't angry.
No.
I was misunderstood.
A little bit,
take a deep breath. We haven't even played the audio of Joe Burrow basically asking for a trade and how intrigued I am. So, like, we haven't even got to that portion of the show yet. But, Hugh, we got a big game tonight. NFC West, and really beyond that, seeding in the NFC.
Yeah, I'm excited about this. This is going to be a good one.
It is. All right, so it's the 11-3 Rams at the 11-3 Seahawks. And obviously, the winner of the game is in position to win the division and be the number one seed. So we were thinking this morning, and he was trying to figure out all the scenarios of who we should root for tonight. And there's different ways we could, different angles to this thing. The first angle is, which team do we have a better chance to potentially catch for the one seed? We could be clear, it's going to be hard, right? We're two full games back with three to go. Not impossible, but hard. Now, there's two ways to look at it. One is whoever wins tonight is going to now be three wins over the Eagles, so they would have to lose their last two to give the Eagles a shot. So that's one part of it, right? Who has a better chance of losing the next couple weeks? The other part is, who do we have a tiebreaker over? We have the tiebreaker over the Rams if we can catch them. We don't play the Seahawks this year, so there's no head-to-head tiebreaker. Hugh, I've been looking at the scenarios all morning trying to figure this out. Before we get into all the tiebreakers and all those kind of things, who are you going to root for tonight? Like, who
the
do
Rams.
You? Okay. Because we have the tiebreaker over them?
Yeah. The Rams. I'm rooting for the Rams. I don't think I've seen from beginning to end a Seattle game. And I'm probably in that mindset because I haven't watched them. I'm going to be honest that I think they're fugazi.
Seattle?
Yeah, I think Seattle's a little fugazi. And the fact that we've played the Rams and they're playing much better now, they're the most intriguing team to me. And I want to see what that defense look like, man. I want to see what they're playing like, because going against them, it's strength against strength.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's our defense and their defense, and their defense is playing well. I know Brandon Fisk, he's questionable tonight. Let me look at the Scott Brent. He's questionable. Yeah, he's questionable defensive end. I like his game, man. I like his game a lot. So I want to watch this. I want to see what this defense is going to do tonight.
All right. So here's the scenario. Here's how the Eagles could still get to the number one seed. Obviously, the Eagles have to win all three of their games, right? Get to 12-5. They have to beat the Commanders, Bills, and Commanders. That's the first obstacle. But then if we're going to get the number one seed, we need all five of these things to happen, okay? We need the Rams and Seattle to each lose twice. Obviously, someone's going to get a loss tonight, so that takes care of one of them. We need San Francisco to lose two more times. We need Chicago to lose two more times. We need Green Bay to lose one more time. Those are the paths to the Eagles getting the one seed. All five of those things have to happen. So when it comes to the Rams at Seattle, someone loses tonight. I think it's most likely, if the Rams win tonight, I don't see how they're going to lose their last two. Like, I just look, the Rams' last two games are at Atlanta and hosting the Cardinals. There's no way they're dropping both those games, right?
At Atlanta.
And hosting the Cardinals. There's no way.
Nah.
All right, so I think based on that, we need the Rams to take the L tonight. Seattle's last two games are at Carolina and at San Francisco.
They could take an L.
They could take L's. Maybe they'll only take one L, but they could take at least an L.
An L. Yeah.
I think we need the Rams to lose tonight. If we want the one seed, we need the Rams to lose tonight.
All right. Well, you weren't here when I did this. I waved the white flag on the one seed.
Oh, you're out?
Yeah, I conceded.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
I've conceded the one seed to the Rams.
I got you.
So now I'm thinking of where would I rather go?
In the postseason.
Seattle.
It's not Seattle. I do not want to play that defense in Seattle.
With that loud crowd?
I'd rather go to SoFi.
And all our false starts anyway?
I'd rather go to SoFi where our fans could potentially take over the game.
Eagles fans travel well everywhere they go.
Yeah, Seattle would be tough to do, though. They fill that stadium pretty good. They get loud, tough place to play.
They're better fans. Let's call it for what it is.
And I mean, I guess I just feel better about going to SoFi to play the Rams than I would against that defense in Seattle.
So that's a fair point, but if we could push the Rams down to a wild card, maybe they get knocked out early. I mean, maybe if they're the five seed, maybe they go home in the first round, and then we look at the group of teams in the NFC, and we're like, Seahawks, Bears?
Yeah, well, it's possible. So I guess I'm coming at this from the lens of, like, without expecting somebody else to do our dirty work.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of business would we be able to take care of? And to me, I feel better about going to SoFi.
So that's a good angle. Another angle, though, is which quarterback would you rather see in a big spot?
Well, it's Darnold.
It's Darnold.
Yeah.
I mean, Elliott's been hitting those allegations the whole year. He can't play in a big game.
I don't think he's crazy to do that.
I don't know if I want to go to SoFi, though. The one thing I remember about LA is they're kind of fair weather. There's a few Rams fans out there, but most of them are fair weather.
Mm-hmm.
Playoff game.
Yeah, well, don't worry. You're not going there.
No, I'm saying
I'm just kidding.
They're not putting you on a plane out there.
Yeah, they're not taking your ass anywhere.
You retired a long time.
But no, I'm saying there's a chance that it might be jumping in that stadium. I mean, the Eagles fans, they travel well, but I think it'll be jumping.
Well, I do remember, what was it, 4 years ago when the Rams beat the Niners in the title game in LA? The 49ers fans took over that stadium.
Yeah.
I mean, it's close, obviously, but that was not a home field advantage. Rams still won, but I think Eagles fans would be very
represented. If we go there, Stafford's going to have to do silent count when he's on offense.
You might be right, yes. But that will not happen in Seattle. So to that point, I get it. It's not an easy – I wish it was an easy, like, it's simple. We just root for that team or that team. The bottom line is the one is unlikely no matter what happens tonight.
And if you concede it with me, then – Then we can just dismiss it.
I don't want to concede yet.
Walk with me.
I don't want to concede yet. All I know is this. If the Rams win tonight, they're going to be the one. Their final two games are the Falcons and the Cardinals. They're not losing both those games. So if we don't want the Rams to be the one, we need them to lose tonight. 215-592-9494. It should be a good. All right, so who do we think is going to win? I think the Rams are winning this game tonight.
Yeah, they win.
I agree.
Pick the Rams.
Yeah. So we all think this road's going through LA? I mean, that's...
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I can't wait for this game, though.
It's huge.
This is probably billed as the best game of the season.
Well, okay.
The Thursday night
My
game,
one gripe is that it's Thursday night.
So
both teams on a short week.
I know. The other angle is the loser of tonight's game could be coming here in the first round. That's the other part. Right? Because the 49ers have been like the team on the outside looking in, but they're kind of right there with these two teams. They're only one game behind.
Yeah.
So I think the loser of this game... or the Niners will be the Eagles' first-round opponent. They're going to be the 5 and 6 seeds.
And that makes me feel even better about my stance. I would rather see Darnold come to Philly than Stafford. I think we'd have a much better chance a beaten Seattle here.
Oh, I agree with that. Rams. Yeah, I that makes sense. So you're pushing me to root for the Rams tonight? It's weird.
I'm rooting for the Rams.
I'm rooting for the Rams.
Well, I am betting on the Rams, so walk I guess I'll be.
Oh, wait a minute. We're going to get the parlay. We're going to get the parlay going.
You want to do a parlay?
We're going to do a parlay.
Well, you got to give us the injury report later. We're going to figure out who's playing. Yeah,
everyone take my hand. Concede the one.
I don't want to
concede.
I don't want to concede.
He said everybody take my hand.
Now, by tomorrow, if the Rams win, we might have to just concede this thing. But not yet. Not yet.
All right. Take my hand.
All right. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Let's talk to Joe in Philadelphia. What's up, Joe?
I got my meds yesterday.
Oh, good.
Whoa. What is this show about? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I try to figure it out every day.
Wait a minute, hold up, Joe. What are you confused about?
The overall view of the midday show on 94.1. I'm just so confused of what
do you mean?
What does that mean, the overall, in general?
Could you be a little bit more specific?
In general. Is this a comedy show?
Oh, we don't know.
We are a radio show that talks about sports. It just all depends. What is our flavor today?
I guess comedy's in the eye of the listener or the ear of the listener. If you laugh, good. If you don't. I mean, do we want?
I find myself laughing good. More than I'm being informed by any information.
What do you want to be informed?
Joe, hold on.
Well, yeah, we are. That's kind of the point.
I don't know if this is. This is not information.
We're not a newspaper.
What are you looking for? Like, let's answer that question first, Joe. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for a professional insight about the Eagles and sports.
What professional insight?
Come to the wrong place.
What is the professional insight that you are looking for, Joe? Maybe I can help you out. I'm asking. What are you looking for? Mm-hmm. Maybe I can help you out.
What I'm looking for is an insight that's not based on feeling, emotion, but more so about an analyst of the game.
But wait a minute, let me let you finish, Joe, because I feel like you're about to long talking. I just got my meds.
Here's
the thing, Joe. Here's the thing. Our show, we're fans, right? We equate this show, in my eyes, to a barbershop or better yet, a bar. Where we talk about sports from our passion.
Maybe
our
not
passion
the barbershop because we don't have hair.
We don't.
Maybe not the bar because we're not banged up.
Now, if you want analysis and you want somebody to tell you what's going on during the course of the week, we can do that. But normally that's what Marcus Hayes does when he be writing the most scathing columns and be fighting with people and all that other stuff.
That's Marcus Hayes' job.
But even with Marcus Hayes' job, he takes pop shots at people. Him and the little dude, Silski. Little dude.
Just little dude, Silski.
Right.
That's what we do. No, I'm just letting you know. I'm trying to help you out. That's what we do. We're all, in this space, we're all fans.
Is Mike short? I don't think Mike's that
short.
He's
a little dude.
Okay, cool,
little dude.
Cool.
Like, how tall do you think Mike Silski is?
Well, he ain't that tall.
5'8"? 5'9"?
He's petite, in my eyes.
I didn't think he was that short.
He's not.
Go ahead, Joe. We're sorry.
I'm sorry, Joe.
Oh, okay. All right. I wait till you're done. I'm just a, I'm just a fan, I guess.
We're all fans.
Joe, what is your opinion on all this stuff?
My opinion is, if you're not a fan of the quarterback in this moment in this season, but if you're going to be over analytical about what he's capable of, what he's not capable of, without fully evaluating how the season is going, I feel like you're just emotional about what you don't like about what you see.
So is it fair to say that we're all fans of Jalen Hurts? He's the Eagles quarterback. He's been around for a lot of success, but I don't think he's played particularly great this season. Is that fair?
That is a fair assessment.
Okay.
But then is it also fair to say, okay, he hasn't played well. Let's think about the next guy that could possibly take his place when we have done that with nobody else on the team?
Well, that's not true. How dare you talk about replacing Jalen Hurts?
To be fair, N'Kobe Dean was talked about being replaced with Jahad Campbell.
Yep.
Was only because he was hurt. That wasn't because of
No, because the minute
he was
they drafted him,
hurt but he was consistently hurt. See, Joe, let me help you out a little bit, because I feel like what you're trying to talk around is that we're taking shots at Jalen. Nobody took a shot at Jalen. I asked a question, and I thought it was a fair question when I asked it. I did not know that it was going to draw as much ire as it did. That wasn't what I thought it was. I thought I was asking a question, and people took it as me trying to take pop shots at Jalen. I wasn't trying to do that.
Yeah, but the same way how you feel like I'm trying to dance around questions, the people that are taking shots feel like you were taking shots at Jalen.
Well, first of all, can I finish, Joe? May I finish?
Absolutely.
I do a talk show every day. And I am, if anything, I want feedback from people. And right. I interact with people on a daily basis. But if I ask a question and you don't understand the question that I'm asking, all you have to do is ask me and I'll try to explain it in the best way that I do. Like a lot of times, and this is where I get a little bit upset, because a lot of times in my mind, when I ask these questions, I'm asking it from the perspective of somebody that wants to know. But a lot of times you hear it a certain way and you take it that way instead of asking. Like for me, for instance, if there's something I don't understand, instead of me assuming that I know what you're trying to say, just like now, Joe, I asked what you were trying to say, and I got clarity. So I assume that since, you know, we're talking on the radio, that you would do the same thing, or you would give me the same courtesy that I gave you.
And that's exactly how I started my call, by asking the question.
Yeah, but it took you a long time to get there, Joe, and I got ADD, man, and I ain't got time to be waiting for you to formulate your opinions and everything. You got to land the plane, dog.
I'm landing it right here. Ready?
Okay,
buckle your seatbelt.
Buckle in, everyone. The seatbelt light is on. Go ahead, Joe.
There it is. So Jalen Hurts will lead us back to the Super Bowl this year, and he's going to do it in spite of what people say, how people feel, what the radio says, whether you think the backup is better or not, and I'm guaranteeing that. Because what
you putting on it? Wait a minute, hold up, Joe. You guarantee what you putting on it? Put something on it. Hold up, Joe. You made this bet. Put something on it, Joe. Put something on it.
I bought an Eagles replica Super Bowl trophy. It looks like the real thing. I wish I could let y'all guys see this trophy. It's this
are you putting the trophy on it, Joe?
Wow.
Joe, you putting the trophy on it?
And
oh, man.
Okay, Joe. Hey, Joe. That's a bet.
It's a big one, Joe. Joe, good phone
appreciate
call, man. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
That's a big thing to put on the line.
See, that was a good call.
It was.
Shout out to Joe, man. We can have calls like that every day.
I also think, and I understand, people listen at different times. They hear different things. They may see a clip. They may listen for 20 minutes here, and then they have to go to work or whatever. To say the radio station wanted him benched is totally unfair. It's totally unfair.
As though it's one person.
Well, as if we're all one person. There's a lot of different people that talk on WIP, from all the callers who get... We love bringing callers on our show, and all the shows do, to all the different hosts, personalities, people that, I mean, the morning show, I've lost count of how many people are on that show. I just hear a million voices, right? It's like there's so many people that talk on WIP every week, and that, it's not fair to say WIP wanted the quarterback benched. And I don't even know who you would say was the strongest. If you want to say it was me last week.
Yeah, you were.
Okay. What I said was, I'll take it. What I said was, if he continued to play as he had in the five games prior, I would consider taking him out. I wouldn't just go subscribe to he gets to play the whole season, even if it's that bad. Now, luckily for all of us, and mostly for the Eagles, he played well on Sunday, right? That changed the whole conversation this week, and that's not a talking point.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea, like, that the whole station wanted him benched is just ridiculous. I mean, that's not true.
I didn't want him benched. And you know, I guess where my ire comes from is a lot of times, and I dealt with this throughout my career, especially when I first started, nobody ever hears when you praise a person.
Mm.
They always hear when you're negative or they perceive you as being negative. And that's frustrating because I've always given Jalen his flowers. And I've always talked about how I felt about Jalen and how I felt he was a good quarterback. But when you ask the other side of the question, because I thought it was fair, when you look at this season and you look at these offensive coordinators, if you will, and knowing what I know about the game, my intimate knowledge of the game, you know, because, you know, I don't want to Ryan Clark nobody, but, you know, I've been in those locker rooms.
12-16 on the Ryan Clark meter today.
And what I'm saying is this, when I ask questions, and it's more so to get people to think, because if you're asking, okay, why is the offense looking similar mm-hmm. at the beginning of the season?
Sure.
And what I mean by that is it's not evolving. And I thought that
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
At the beginning of the season, we saw a great example of that. We go into the first game. We're the first game playing, right? And our offense looks stagnant. And we get to the games this weekend, and it's damn the torpedoes with everybody else. And I thought that was a valid question to ask. Why is our offense stuck in mud? And we had a training camp where – ESP talked about how the ball was being thrown all over the schoolyard. And then we go back to a vanilla offense that looks disjointed in the first game like it did last year.
Yeah.
I think that's, like, if you're being fair, you ask the question, okay, why is that? And the most people say, oh, it's the offense coordinator, right? But we've been sputtering and stuttering all season long. So you have – I just think it's fair to ask – those tough questions. That's it.
I agree. I think, and I've thought this from the beginning, Jalen's not an easy quarterback to get a read on. Like, we have, everyone has their own read, but I do think because of the team he plays for, the success the Eagles always seem to have anyway, his style of play, the up and down nature, yet most of it, like, with he's a pretty consistent guy, but yet his plays fluctuate. I think it's just been harder for people to get a read on how good he is. I mean, I've thought that the whole time, but he's had a lot of success. And we all hope it continues. Let's grab Paul in Downingtown. What's up, Paul?
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Paul.
So I think, first of all, Hugh, if you're not, you know, feeling the love today, let me just say that you are loved, especially in this city, and especially by, like, people in your generation, people like me, you know, Gen Xers. Yes. We love you almost universally. You know?
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it. I feel the love. I mean, listen, I've been in Philly long enough to know that, you know, it's tough love at times. So I'm not offended by it. I'm not hurt by it. And I hope Mark is not upset with me either, because that's just how we do.
Oh, Mark will be fine. I've yelled at him. He calls back. Yeah,
good. Yeah, those huge chants came from the heart, man. That's for sure. But there's something. Yep, exactly. That was great. But I think one of the things that's unique when we're talking about Jalen Hurts is that, to my mind, he's the only Philadelphia athlete that I kind of feel like I need a disclaimer before I talk honestly about him. I feel like I need to preface my opinions with, I have to cage them with the fact that I love him as a human being, that I think he's excellent, that I am really happy that he was a Super Bowl a winner and MVP, and that he brought that to town. You know, I don't know why, but it just feels like if I'm actually going to say, you know, the things that I see as a fan and the things that I feel, I'm labeled a hater, mm-hmm. and I'm pushed aside, you know, by a portion, you know, of the fandom. And it's really unique. I mean, I think it speaks to who Jalen Hurts is as a person, that so many people have just taken him that far into their heart, you know, that he's become like a part of them, that they can't hear criticism, even if it's fair, even if you have video evidence that you're explaining or talking about, they still take it personally. You know, like you're attacking him when you're simply talking about football and the play, and you're showing the example. It's like nothing I've ever seen in the city.
Well, I can help you out with that, Paul, because a lot of it is steeped from the stigma that they had against the black quarterback way back in the day, and I hear that. I hear that, yeah. and a lot of times, unfortunately, there are people that call in that kind of, you know, reverberate that, but mm-hmm. that's not the place that I'm coming from. I mean, right. I'm not coming from that place.
And it can't be denied. Randall, Doug Williams, they took a lot of crap. They had no business taking, and they took it with grace and aplomb, and they never should have had to face it in the first place.
Yeah.
We can't get away from that ugliness. But, you know, there's also some truth in modern football that we can look at objectively, and we can talk about it on tape, and we should be able to remove that aspect, you know, from
sure.
the equation. And, I'm finally getting to it, but my word for Jalen Hurts is incomplete. That's what I see when I see him. Like when I'm watching the All 22 that, you know, we have access to as fans, you know, for me personally, I see a quarterback that leaves too much meat on the bone. That for me personally, there are too many times where the offense is running off the field and the punt unit is coming on. And the only reason that happened is because some of the people that were available for first down yardage, the ball wasn't delivered, whether it was because they weren't seen or because he didn't trust it, you know, whatever it is, you know, for me personally, that has been my gripe with quarterback one, Jalen Hurts, from the very beginning. You know, my opinion on Hurts was he was fantastic in the Super Bowl. He had a good first half. He had a great second half. But personally, for me, there were five Eagles ahead of him for MVP. The four down linemen and the slot quarterback all did a better job at their particular job. And I think they played a better game in terms of 60 minutes of football. Now, that's just my opinion, and I can be wrong, but the four down defensive linemen played awesome. Right,
they won the game.
Was amazing.
I agree.
Right.
Yeah, I mean that when I think back to the Super Bowl, and look, the dagger is a great moment, a Paul Gray phone call, but I think similar, like the defensive line won the game. They dominate. However you view Jalen, it's like everyone sees it differently. I also throw this in the mix, and I think back to my experience talking about Carson's rise and then fall. I think, because there's never been an all-time quarterback in this town. There's been a lot of good ones, right? Randall was very good. Donovan was really good. I mean, borderline Hall of Fame. But this is the truth, right? There's never been an Eagles Hall of Fame, you know, long-time starting quarterback. We don't have a Rodgers, Favre, Peyton. Like, that doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
I think every time we get a new one that is beginning to look like that, we can't handle if it's not the truth. It's what happened. People used to call me with the Wentz thing and say, "Joe, he's on Peyton Manning's trajectory." And I'm like, no, he's not. Like, we decide something. And I think when they won the Super Bowl last year, a decision was made. He's the best quarterback in Eagles history, which is probably true.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to end up an all-timer.
Who, Jalen?
Yeah. Elliott said on the pregame Sunday, he's headed to the Hall of Fame. I think some people believe that. So if you pick Adam, they say, come on, you're picking at a halt. And I'm like, he's got work to do before that becomes a real thing.
Well, I'll say this, because ESP throws a lot of stuff out there. I will say he's on a Hall of Fame path.
He's got a lot of work to do.
He has a lot of work
to do.
And that's why he gets critiqued, because we see it. Like, I'm not going to sit, like, two Super Bowls to me in 5 years, that's pretty impressive.
Well, it's a similar track to Russell Wilson early. Similar.
However he got there. Now, his game is being picked apart because going into this season, I expected more from Jalen from him and the way that he played in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And I stand by that, and I've been standing by that. And for me to see him struggling the way that he struggled this year, that's unacceptable from the standard and by the standard that he set for himself. So that's why I'm holding his feet to the fire.
215-592-9494. We'll keep this going after the break. Did we overreact to the three-game losing streak? I think we did. Hugh had an exercise for all of us today describing Jalen Hurts without using the word winner. And we've had some interesting takes on that today. Plus, we'll get to what I think is a big story brewing in the NFL right now with one of the better quarterbacks in pro football. It's all coming up. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spike's a menace.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I like this one.
Give me back door, Santa. Hey.
See, you're not a full Grinch. You just have to like the song.
No, this one right here?
Yep.
You got to listen to the words.
I think we get the implication with,
yes,
with the title.
Yes, we know. We understand.
My run's about to break a date. Not the little girl, older girl. Older.
No, we get it.
Age appropriate.
Who's this, Clarence Carter? Is that who sings this?
Yes.
Old Clarence Carter.
Yeah, right. Clarence Carter.
Welcome back, Midday Show. All right, we're going to get to what I think is becoming a huge story that hasn't, like, broke yet, but it's about to break in the NFL with a quarterback that, I mean, all the signs are there that something big is going to happen with this guy coming up soon. But a couple updates on the Eagles injury report and the Commanders. So it sounds like Laremy Tunsil is out for this game on Saturday. That's a big deal. Our pass rush.
Might get a couple months back.
How about that? The pass rush has been revved up the last few weeks. Let's do it again and get Mariota a couple times, or more than a couple times. So that's good news. Laremy Tunsil, the tackle for the Commanders, is going to be out for Saturday. As far as Lane Johnson, I don't know. When they didn't put him on IR, it felt like he'd be back for around this time. He's not back yet. Did not practice yesterday. Nick Sirianni, speaking earlier today, asked, how come you guys didn't just put him on IR? Because he's going to miss... Has it already been four games? I think it's been close to four games already. Here's Nick Sirianni on that earlier today.
Lane, what's the thought process between not putting him on IR when the injury happened?
Yeah, we'll see where we are. By the end of, we still get a little time to see what's going on this week. So we'll see what happens. Every case you think through differently, individually, and you never put anything past Lane, but we'll at the end of the day, we'll do what's best for Lane and what the doctors feel like is best for Lane of when he plays and everything like that.
There will be play. There will be comes back.
Yeah,
that's what it sounds like. Holding out hope.
That's fine. When was the last time he played? The Detroit game? I think he came out of the.
Wow.
All right, so he missed. Let's go through the games he missed. He missed Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
He missed Bears. He missed Chargers. He missed. He already missed the four games. I mean, if they put him on IR, he'd be off the IR.
Yeah, so that's an L.
It's an L for they made a mistake. And look,
they made a mistake.
They did.
How dare they?
That's all. It happens.
Disgusting.
His answer is almost like he's time warping to last week. Well, he answered it as if, you never know, he could come back early. Well,
yeah, he can't come back now.
Nick, he already has missed the 4 weeks, so you could have put him on IR, taken him off the IR, and he'd be eligible to play this week. So they miscalculated. I do wonder with these kind of things how much the player has to say. Like, maybe he said to them, I think I could get back within 4 weeks. So they said, okay, mm-hmm. We won't IR you. I mean, it might be Lane kind of pushed them to, I'll be back soon.
He sabotaged it a little bit?
Maybe.
But then sometimes you got to protect the player from himself.
Of course. I totally get that.
Mm.
And obviously this means they've played a man down for the past 4 weeks. Yeah. So, I don't think this has been the reason they've struggled. But it is what it is. I think now the question is going to be, if they win Saturday without him, do they put him on the field at all the rest of the season? And if that's the case, then they've just wasted a roster spot for 7 or 8 weeks for basically no reason.
Yeah. By the way, another quick update for mm-hmm. Saturday. Commanders are getting Drake Jackson back. He's their defensive end. Season debut.
Okay.
This will be the first time they've had him all season.
I think he was a pretty high pick of the Niners 4 or 5 years ago. That must be where they got him from.
Fresh face.
I guess. Okay, well.
Just came out.
Okay, so they're getting a pass rusher back, but they're losing Tunsil, and it's going to be Mariota, your favorite quarterback.
Marcus Mariota. I just remember when I was watching Hard Knocks, and they said, he's been playing well. I was like, seriously? Then you go back and look, he's been pretty decent.
I do feel like he's fallen into the portion of his career where it's like this is who he is now, right? He's a backup quarterback.
A very well compensated backup quarterback.
And probably one of the better backups. Like if you just look through the league, like if you subtracted all the starters and then you started kind of going down the list of who you'd want as a backup. I mean, the Eagles had him a couple years ago for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
That he's probably one of the more It's funny, him and Jameis, right? 1 and 2 in that draft, and they've both become the same thing.
Yeah. It was a little unfortunate when he was in Atlanta and they sat him down, he left.
Yeah.
He was upset. And that kind of rubbed me the wrong way because
didn't he go get surgery on his knee or something?
Well, yeah, he didn't have to.
Right.
So he just left. And I guess he was getting ready. I know he probably had his reasons. He was probably getting ready for the next thing because he wasn't gonna be in Atlanta. But that's kinda like, dude, you kinda like when they took your job,
yep.
You took your ball and went home.
How would you classify his career? Is it a bust?
I don't think anybody that probably made in his career in the neighborhood of 50 to 60, like $100 million, it's not a bust.
So, hold on. Based on expectations, it's a bust. But when you think of busts, like Jamarcus Russell was a bust, right? Add the league in a few years. Ryan Leaf.
He's put together a pretty decent career, making money.
Hold on. You don't get drafted that high and bounce around as a career backup and not be a bust.
No,
that's
I don't
a bust.
Think so.
But are there different levels of busts, though?
Yes, like of course.
Okay, right. No, he's not Ryan Leaf bust. He's gonna have a 15-year career.
Hold on, because I'm going to have to – what's the reverse of Ryan Clark?
Kyle Quinn.
Okay. All right, fair. I'm about to Kyle Quinn right now. You weren't here, Hugh, when we talked about trading an entire draft – plus Fletcher Cox, plus so-and-so,
for
Marcus Mariota.
Do the deal.
I remember that.
Those kind of expectations, and for him to be where he is.
I digress.
Is a bust.
I digress.
Do the deal.
Respect to the average Joes and Kyle. Okay. I was not here for that, but I do remember that, so I get it.
All right.
All right, relative to expectations, it's a major bust.
I didn't expect the Kyle Quinning to work. It did.
You got him.
I got him.
Dude.
Do it again tomorrow.
We need to do that. Because I get it. I get it. When you look at it from that perspective, I digress. You're right. You're right. Because I remember vaguely all of that talk. And who was that? That was Angelo, wasn't it? That was Angelo that wanted Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, of course. I mean, who didn't? Yeah.
That doesn't sound like
hashtag do the deal.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Some of the rumors on what they could have had it to trade. It was Fletcher.
Yeah.
It was their entire draft. I mean, it would have been one of the worst. It would have set the franchise back.
It was bananas.
A half a decade, if not more. Yeah. I mean, it really was. And who knows? If he came here with Chip, maybe it would have been better. I don't know. I mean, it was his coach. But his career says he's just average. He's just an average kind of backup-ish kind of quarterback. All right, let's grab Scott in Ohio. What's up, Scott? Scott?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Scott.
Joe, can you hear me?
We got you, Scott, yes.
Okay, great. Hey, I just wanted to comment on having the Rams be the number one seed.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to the last two Eagles game against the Rams at SoFi Stadium, and I got to tell you, that is a home game. The crowd there, I would estimate, is somewhere between 65 and 70% Eagles fans. I don't even know how Rams players play there because the entire stadium is Eagles fans. And I kind of look at that and I say, If the Rams are the number one seed and we end up playing them in the NFC Championship game at SoFi, that's a home game, and I'm good with that.
You going to the game?
You're talking about the game this weekend?
No, I'm talking about to the game at SoFi, Scott.
I would go, yeah, for sure. You know, I've been to SoFi 3 or 4 times now, and it's a great place, but it's never a home game for the home team. No matter who they're playing.
Yeah, I remember, Scott, the title game when they lost, or excuse me, they beat the Niners, where it was 4 years ago when they won their Super Bowl. That whole place was Niners fans. I mean, when the Niners were making a comeback in the fourth quarter, it was like, it was so loud because all their fans took over the game.
Yeah. I was at a Denver game there 1 year, and it was all Denver fans.
Yeah.
I mean, it is not a great place for the Rams or the Chargers to play because the fan base just doesn't exist.
Well, and that's 25 years of not having a team or, you know, being disjointed there. I get it. I mean, maybe 20 years from now, Scott, it'll be different, but you're right. I mean, it's not a good football town with those two teams right now.
Right, right. And Joe, just a comment on Jalen. You asked, you know, what would you say if you didn't use the word winner?
Mm-hmm.
I would say good enough. I think the league has figured out how to play Jalen. And so what they're doing is they're stacking the line and they're making him pass. And, you know, he's good enough, but he's not great. He's not elite. He can get us to the promised land, but, you know, he doesn't lead receivers. He kind of throws to their, you know, to behind them or into their belly, but he's never really leading them. And so, you know, I have concerns, but I'm still a big Eagles fan. I still support the team, and I wish Jalen the best, but I don't think he's elite.
Yeah, Scott, I think it's a fair representation. Scott, appreciate the phone call. So Scott's words were good enough. And what's interesting about that, Hugh, is that I think it's factual, right? He's been either good enough or more than good enough.
Yes, he has been. Question about it.
What is interesting is as he gets older and potentially physically deteriorates as a runner, and his contract in terms of his cap hit goes up, is good enough anymore for the Eagles? That's going to become the question.
That's a fair assessment because, you know, every position, and there's some good examples out there. Michael Vick, when he was here, how he got better under Andy Reid because he evolved. That's the word that when I think of Jalen, that's the word that comes to mind for me is evolution.
So right now, this year, his cap hit is $21 million. 2 years from now, it's $42 million. So he's good at 21 million, the Eagles might say, this is more than good enough. We could pay all these other guys. At 42 million, that might be a different story.
See, here's the reality of this season that I don't think nobody, this offense has grossly underachieved. For the money that they've doled out.
Well, I agree with that, yeah.
For the money that they've doled out, and the fact that on the other side of the ball, they're outplaying the offense, the high-powered, high-dollar offense. You're going to go back next year because now you got Jalen Carter that's going to be looking for some more money. Mm. A couple other guys.
Nolan's up for a contract?
Yeah, so.
Jordan Davis up for an extension?
Now you have to figure out, you're going to have to cut some costs somewhere.
There's because no question.
Listen, this is the reality that most Eagle fans don't want to hear is that when you talk about roughly $200 million, maybe even more, allocated to one side of the ball, and it underachieves the way that it's underachieving, and you know all you cats out here talking about it's good enough. No, it's not. Not for the kind of money that you're paying for.
Well, and soon the other side of the ball is going to ask for their money. Mm-hmm. And they may have two corners that they're still
that
a
they're
year away.
Have to pay.
But they both might make all pro teams this year.
Yeah.
And that's if Cooper and Quinyon make all pro, the kind of money they're going to ask for a year from now is going to be a lot.
Yep. And that'll be a day of reckoning for Hugh Douglas.
Well, it's a tough one.
Judgment no, I want it. Like, because my, sure, well, my take has lived.
No, disaster.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Anyway, for me. There's an irony to the phrase good enough not being good enough for some people.
Yeah.
They want us to say more, but good enough should be all that matters.
But yeah, we didn't got philosophical. What the hell are we doing?
Well, good enough is good enough for now until it's not good enough anymore.
I just found it interesting because I agree. Good enough. I agree. He's good enough.
That's way too much.
It's not.
It's way too much.
Do you know what?
Do I know what good enough is?
No. Like, no, it's just.
That sounds like a Jalenism.
No, I just found it amusing.
Yeah.
There was some irony there, Hugh.
Oh, the irony.
Well, and good enough is good enough now, but what happens when the bar gets raised?
Sure.
That's the
standard is the standard, Hugh.
The bar
has been raised. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing about these conversations that blow my mind. Mm. It's like the quarterback sets the tone. And he sets the temperature.
Yes. He's the thermostat.
And if you ask him, I guarantee you he'll say, hey, I have to play. He said it. I have to play better.
Yes.
But when we talk about it, we're hating. That's ironic.
Well, specifically, Hugh Douglas is hating. Yeah. All right. As we talk about good, better, best, can we hear from a guy that I think we might be just months away from this guy. You talking about lighting a match? Hugh Douglas lit a match on the show today. This guy might light a match to the league this offseason. All right. So, Hugh, last week, we kind of just briefly touched on it last Friday.
Briefly.
Last week, Joe Burrow spoke, and it was almost sounding like a guy that was contemplating not playing anymore. He was depressed. He was down. Well, yesterday, because now you know what's happening, right? Like every press conference he does, the Cincinnati media is going to pick and like try to figure out what's going on
here. Joe?
Well, listen to this. Yesterday, Joe Burrow asked about his future specifically, and this is the line that caught everyone. Has he ever thought about, you know, not playing for the Bengals? Here's Joe Burrow yesterday.
Is there any world in your mind where you're not the quarterback of the Bengals next year?
I can't see that, no.
Have you ever thought about the possibility of not being the quarterback here during your career, or?
You think about a lot of things.
Wait a minute.
Woo!
Didn't he just answer the first time and then he changed it?
Well, because I guess the second one was like, what about after next year? Like, what about more into the future?
Wait a minute. Okay, so he was asked, do you ever think about not being the quarterback?
You want to hear it again?
Yes, please.
Is there any world in your mind where you're not the quarterback of the Bengals next year?
I can't see that, no.
Have you ever thought about the possibility of not being the quarterback here during your career, or?
You think about a lot of things.
I guess the point that I'm lost on is because, it, to me, in essence, it's the same question,
it
right?
It is. I guess the first one was specific to just next season. And then the second one was, well, what about beyond that? And he was pretty committal. So, yeah, I can't see next year being the year I'm out. But, I don't know, a couple years from now. I think we are headed. I'm adding the two things together. Last week when he basically talked about being down right in the dumps to yesterday. Have you ever heard of a quarterback, especially of that stature, under contract, publicly say, I've thought about not playing here?
Didn't Carson Palmer do something like
that? Well, then now we're on to it.
I'm just asking.
I'm
confused because, like, if you would have asked me that question, if you ever see yourself being, say, if I was playing an Eagle, nowhere. And it's the same question, but just asked a different way.
I think we are months away from him requesting a trade.
I don't even think he understood the question.
I think he's going to ask for a trade out of there, and it's going to blow the NFL up. I mean, how many teams would not try to get him?
The Eagles won't try to get him.
Oh, I disagree.
No, they.
Oh, hey, Joe, listen. Hugh Douglas.
Listen, Joe.
They will try. They will try.
This is why I'm putting my foot down.
Mm-mm.
This is why I'm putting my foot down.
And I'm putting my foot down that they will.
No, they're not going to try.
Stop. You think Joe Burrow's on the market and how he's not making the call?
I don't feel like having this conversation.
This is your way. Yeah,
you don't get to do that.
Yeah.
I don't feel like having this conversation.
There's no way Howie's not calling.
Stop acting like you're above this.
I'm trying to be.
You're not.
You flipped this whole show upside down on its head today.
I did not.
By pissing off people talking about the quarterback.
I didn't know.
You might as well just lean into it.
I didn't know I was going to piss people off.
Yes, you did.
And I did not.
You should have known that.
I did not intentionally do that.
Well.
And this Joe Burrow talk is blasphemous.
Stop.
It's not. It's blasphemous. It's relevant.
Is. He's hurt all the time.
You know what? That is a fair pushback.
Finally.
No response. Give us something real there. I don't know if Howie Roseman would
like
do enough
right now,
to win the bidding.
I ain't really
but he's going like to call, and he should call. He's going to call, and he should call. Come on now.
Of course he should.
All right, how many teams shouldn't make the phone call? The Bills? The Chiefs?
The Ravens?
The Patriots?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I mean, if
maybe like
good.
The Broncos, if you want to get into the crop of young quarterbacks.
I would call the Broncos. I'm calling.
Yeah. But the list is short of teams that shouldn't call. Shouldn't make the big offer.
I guess I'm just putting myself in the headspace of like there are quarterbacks that maybe these teams might think could become as good as Joe Burrow.
And they're cheaper.
And they might, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's just no doubt in my mind Howie Roseman will investigate that situation.
Mm. Of course he will. That's got the binoculars meme written all over it. Are you kidding me? Mm-mm. Whether people like it or not.
I don't like it.
You don't like
That's
it.
Too bad.
But you know it's true.
That's why he doesn't like it.
I know.
Well, yeah. It might, like, knowing the football teams, you got to, like, a quarterback of that caliber, you everybody's going to inquire.
Yeah.
Of course.
I mean, because you're always, the one thing you know is you're always looking to make your team better.
I would be annoyed at Howie if he didn't place a phone call. Again, now, is it worth giving up a lot plus Jalen to get him? That, we'll debate it in February.
It depends what a lot is.
Yeah, it sure does.
I'd do Jalen in a first.
You're what?
I would do Jalen Hurts.
And a first.
And a first-round pick. Let me make this very, very clear, Hugh. I would trade Jalen Hurts and a first-round pick for Joe Burrow today.
Okay.
Okay.
What about 2 1s? Jalen and 2 1s.
You know what?
What?
With as young as this team is.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm doing
and
it.
As well built as they are through the draft recently.
Jalen and 2 1s.
I could be convinced.
Jalen and 2 1s. Any comments on the peanut gallery?
Yeah, Hugh, go ahead.
No, I'm good. I understand. I hear you. I wouldn't do that, though.
We're going to have to have a talk. You're not allowed to abstain from these conversations. This is what we do.
I could picture it. Hugh's going to come in one day. We're going to say, all right, Joe asked for a trade. We got to have the talk today. He's going to say, oh, I don't feel well. I got to go home.
That's where we have to. Yeah, we have to spring it on him.
Yeah. Oh,
we make up a topic in the meeting.
we open the show. Actually, Hugh Douglas, Burrow asked for a trade.
You know, just like what Hugh did to us today.
Yep.
What are you talking about?
That'll be our revenge.
Hurts and 2 1s.
These are at least 400 pennies. This is 800 pennies. Because I counted out 100.
But you stopped counting then.
But I counted out 100. 100 is like that many right there. That's like 100 pennies right there.
I think you're wrong.
I think it's like 800 pennies.
Okay. Let's go to Big V in Mount Laurel. Big V.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
Big V, what's up?
Hey, look, Hugh, you know I love you, right?
What's going on, man?
But I think that you're right, Hugh.
And what am I right about? What'd I do?
Your earlier conversation about the stigma of the black quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I hear it. And a lot of times, you know what, Big V? A lot of times I hear the other side of it, and I try not to let it be that. But you can't be afraid to have the conversation about the quarterback because he's the same skin tone as me. And that's the thing that's irritating because a lot of times, you know, I get treated like I'm doing that and I'm not. And it gets a little frustrating because it's the innuendo for me. I don't like the innuendo, especially when I'm trying to be an analyst and talk about it from a sports perspective.
Well, when you're taking it from an analyst and a sports perspective.
Yeah, that's a hard word. Don't worry about it.
It's a double-edged sword for you. You know, you're going to be damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Yeah, but I ain't worried about that. I can't be worried about that because I have to be honest about my assessment of him. And if some people don't understand it, then they just don't. But we cannot not have the conversation, especially if he's not playing well. And I never understood why, you know, if he had 5 turnovers. Now, granted, they weren't all his fault, but we want to try to absolve him from that, and it happened.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do that. You can't. That's where it becomes a little convoluted because you can't do that.
That's true. And on the same end, because of the stigma of the black quarterback, Jalen gets a lot, even though he doesn't push back, he gets a lot of people to push back, especially on your you people thread, because you know they're protecting their quarterback, rather, you know, good or bad.
Yeah, I just think we got to call it for what it is. If he plays great, he's great. If he plays poorly, he's not good. I mean, that's it's not that hard.
Yes, but to answer your question, yeah, you did go to DEFCON 1 on a very rapid base. You know, like, I mean, you're talking about, you know, one was titled, should we sit Jalen down?
Well, and I wasn't asking the question specifically about me. I meant all of us. Did we overreact to the 3-game losing streak? Not me.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, it is a little bit overreacting. And because, you know, you people who love their team have faith and confidence in their team that they can pull it off. That's part of being a fan. It's like, you go to your child's little league game. I don't care how terrible the child is, you know, to you, he's great.
Well, I understand. You're right. And I do think some fans are like that. But I think, Big V, we could appreciate the call. I think we could. There's a little bit of a difference between your 6-year-old trying to hit the ball in T-ball and the Philadelphia Eagles. That just won the Super Bowl last year. Like, we can separate those things a little bit. I mean, you could kind of see the forest through the trees here. No? All right. 215-592.
It's hard for some
94-94. All right. All your phone calls coming up. We will take your calls on this, Jalen.
Uh-oh. Here's Helena's stocking.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
Oh, it is that time of the day. We haven't done yet. It's time to find out what's in Hughes Holiday Stocking, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. All right. On the other side, your chance to hop in, 215-592-9490. We're playing for the qualifying prize today. And if you win today, automatically enter for the grand prize, which includes the Weber Grill, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances, the Jack Daniel's Yeti Cool, the Jack Daniel's Cornhole Set. We will give you the hint on what is in the stocking. Your chance to ask a yes or no question and guess. Coming up next on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hatfield Ham brings the true flavor of the holidays. It's tender, juicy, and ready to steal the show as your main dish. And you know what I love about it? The leftovers. The leftovers turn into pure holiday comfort. Holiday ham, fried rice, sweet potato ham hash, even a cozy winter soup that just feels like the season. But neither one of those work for me. They might work for you, but you know what works for me? A nice ham sandwich with some mayo and mustard and some cheese. But you can make your holidays easier and tastier with Hatfield. Find more holiday recipes at simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better port.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.